This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. European governments accused Belarus on Sunday of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing in Minsk and then arrested one of the passengers. The passenger was a blogger critical of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Roman Pratasevich, a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live, was detained by police after his Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was forced to land in Minsk. The government in Minsk said Lukashenko had ordered his military to scramble a MiG-29 fighter to escort the plane. Minsk accuses Pratasevich of terrorism and provoking riots. His social media channels were one of the main conduits for organizing last year's protests over alleged election fraud. Lukashenko claims to have won his sixth term in last August's election with 80% of the vote. The political opposition, however, accuses him of corruption, hence the protests. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent about 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. More than 170 people are still feared missing on Sunday. UNICEF officials say they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. The city of Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, which was back in 2002. And of course, you can track that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.